What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Joined every Monday in the 3:30 half an hour by my partner in crime, meaning media broadcasting, Dom Salvia, host of The Dom Salvia Show, which follows this great program every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Dom, of course, also the one that gets to give away some green or gold during the 2 weeks of Civic Media's statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. You're going to want to keep it locked for Dom. He's going to drop that secret word of the hour on you in the 4 o'clock hour. Have your cell phone with the Civic Media app downloaded and ready. You're going to text that secret word and win either $100 or some gold jewelry today in the 4 o'clock hour. And that will also enter you to win a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. But, Dom, we're not here to talk about football, my friend.
Oh, we're not? Okay. All right. Hey, well, Maggie.
Hey, friend. We can always talk a little football. But we got a couple callers on. They're responding to a couple of things that we've been talking about. Let's go to the phones, folks. You know, with me and Dom, anything goes. Any topic is open for discussion. We got a couple of things we always want to talk about. But you are welcome to join us. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. All callers and texters, welcome. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you had a couple of comments.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, number one, getting back to the point you're making, where they're talking about holy matrimony, you know, dictated by Project 2025, I might remind them, from my understanding, that in Puritan New England, that they didn't even go to have church weddings. You actually went to a courthouse and registered with a church, with a court rather than the church, because they couldn't find holy matrimony in the Bible. So they didn't think it was actually scriptural, so they didn't recognize that. And it is just baffling to me. And for women who have had miscarriages, who can't get proper care, it is just criminal. These people need to be called out and shunned and shamed that they're doing this kind of thing. Their names need to be published, and they need to be... It's just horrifying that women are being put for this. And women are actually dying. We actually now have documented cases of women dying because of not getting the care that they actually need. I mean,
yeah, that is the harsh reality of where we are today as a country. I'll give you some names: Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, right? I got a couple more names: Donald J. Trump, J.D. Vance. This is retrograde. This is Handmaid's Tale type of stuff. It is unacceptable. We have a separation of church and state. Your religious beliefs do not get to define my rights. Full and complete stop. Thanks so much, Mark. Hope you're doing well on this Monday. Billy from Madison, but not Billy Madison. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say, sir?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call. Regarding your recent conversation about wealth in our country, I just wanted to bring up Michelle Obama's powerful framing of the affirmative action
yes.
and generational wealth
yes.
that she talked about in the DNC, which I thought was powerful. And I just want to add that, you know, that doesn't mean that affirmative action or generational wealth is shameful. I think it means that just as, of course, as your guest mentioned, does somebody want to save a couple million dollars to pass on to their kids? Do they want to give their kids some advantages? Do I want to get my kids through college without student debt? I do. But it's also okay that our country wants to do that for more people and that there should be limits to it. So, yes, I think that's a powerful framing, and it means that we should have more affirmative action for more people. And that it's okay that you want to, give something to your kids, but there should be some limits.
Well said, Billy. I can just turn the show over to you, my friend, because you nailed it, brother. I was in the audience when Michelle Obama gave that speech. There were two lines that brought me to my feet and nearly caused me to tear up with joy because it was so plain spoken. The first one was, who's going to tell Donald Trump that the presidency might be one of those black jobs,
which
I just loved.
Great.
And the second one was this, the affirmative action of generational wealth. The Supreme Court, by denying the today impacts of historical racist legislation and policies. Oh, by the way, here's an example of the way it still works. The IRS does not track the demographics of those that they audit. So the earned income child tax credit, when they audit that, the alternative minimum tax, when they audit that, they don't keep track of the race of anybody that gets audited.
Well, wonder why that is.
Talking about generational wealth as affirmative action, that is what the affirmative action is. The Supreme Court, by denying the impacts of these racist policies, which were baked into our legal system, the legacy of Jim Crow, which reached its tentacles into and deep into the 70s and 80s, to deny that impact on outcomes today and to prevent any discussion of race in sort of any affirmative legislation is racist in and of itself. And secondly, it is so denying of reality. Thirdly, what it does is it preserves the status quo ante, which means the rich white dude landowners and the billionaire class and the oligarchy of today, they get affirmative action. None of us regular folks do. Thank you so much for the call, Billy, in Madison. Speaking of one of those oligarchs doing really shady stuff, Dom.
Yeah.
Wow. Eric Hovde apparently okay with planes of cash.
I mean,
we got Mitt Romney with the binders of women. We got Eric Hovde with the planes of cash from Mexico. Folks, if you missed it, Dan Bice last week breaking some news that the 10th largest financial institution in Mexico, Banco Azteca, who is basically dropped like a hot potato by almost all U.S. banks, frankly, as of 2021, there was not a single bank doing business with it in the U.S. So that's 2021, according to Dan Bice. Banco Azteca had no correspondent banks in the U.S. with which it could transfer U.S. currency. Oh, but there's Eric Hovde.
They
found one in Eric Hovde. Eric's like, eh. So much of those, quote, risk and compliance concerns, so much. I just won't worry about the reporting from Reuters, the reporting from, I think Yale didn't, the Yale Journal of International Affairs. They were finding ties between Mexican drug cartels and Banco Azteca. Hovde says, no problem, give me your cash, load up the planes, bring it on over. They call it currency repatriation. Doesn't that sound nice and benign?
You know, put a little bit in my bank, why don't you, Eric Hovde? Now, no allegation of illegal wrongdoing, but certainly when there is a bank that, my understanding, even from Bice's article, was in trouble even recently trying to bribe legislators to convince them to do business with the bank. You know, that kind of action. In the past, apparently, this bank doing some business with the cartels. Certainly concerning. And what, crates of money? What? How much is it? $23 million in cash?
I don't know. I'm a lawyer. I've done regulatory compliance. I think a little red flag for me would be the Mexican bank flying planes with crates of cash to drop it off at my bank when no other U.S. bank will work with them because of credible reporting from Reuters and, you know, that fly-by-night operation, Yale, saying that there might be ties to the cartels. I'm not really going to be like, hey, I'll put my hand, I'll take your cash, no problem. This is astounding to me, especially given that, of course, Donald Trump has wrapped his arms around Eric Hovde, planting a big old fat smoochie on his kiss. Loves the guy because he's an old rich white dude. That's Donald Trump's type. Loves Eric Hovde. Here's, again, this is from the Bice article. This is truly shocking to me, given all of the nonsense and lies that are being peddled by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance about fentanyl and migrant workers and kidnappings and all of this nonsense. By the way, folks, just a little point of fact, the FBI releasing crime statistics over the weekend shows that violent crime in the United States down another huge percentage year over year from last year. We're now back down to pre-pandemic levels. Of course.
So as Trump said, through the roof.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No. The absolute opposite.
Okay.
Murders down 11%. Oh, and of course, the FBI crime statistics, which included statistics from local and state law enforcement agencies covering 96% of the population, showing crime down to pre-pandemic levels. Oh, and yes, in communities with higher percentages of immigrants and migrants, lower rates of violent crime. So everything Donald Trump and J.D. Vance telling you, a lie.
A lie. And verifiable. And if you believe, if you listen to J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, they'll tell you what next? Well, the DOJ, the FBI, they're the ones lying to you.
Of course. Yeah, except their data comes from state and local governments, and apparently Trump and J.D. back the blue, but not the blue if you're federal, but the feds got the money from the local blue.
But they're the party of law and order.
Of course. It all makes perfect sense.
Got it. Okay.
But back to Hovde. Keep in mind their talking points, okay? Eric Hovde doing business, taking planefuls of cash from Banco Azteca. Over the past decade, several news accounts, including two by Reuters, have drawn links between Banco Azteca and Mexican gangs. Specifically gangs that are the leading suppliers of cocaine, heroin, and what? Fentanyl.
Oh, they're really concerned about fentanyl.
Fentanyl into the U.S. They're so worried about it. Hovde wants to talk about the border, and Trump wants to, and they all talk fentanyl in the border. But Hovde, oh, no problem. Banco Azteca, bring your $26 million over. And it's weird when you get 26 and just cash. That's strange.
I wonder if any fell off the truck. You know, was D.B. Cooper on that plane?
Oh, right?
That's what I'm saying.
What happened to D.B. Cooper? It's a show for a different day. We got to do like a conspiracy podcast on. And in 2023, Reuters wrote that drug cartels were using remittances, money transfers favored by migrant workers, to send illicit earnings from the drug trade back to Mexico. The Reuters reporter said he witnessed five individuals on motorcycles collecting cash from people leaving branch offices of three banks, including Banco Azteca in Mexico. Locals said that these people on the motorcycles witnessed by the Reuters reporter were from the Sinaloa cartel.
So there wasn't like an armored truck.
No.
Guys in backpacks on bikes.
Yeah.
Those are the ones doing the drops, huh? Okay.
And then this one, 2014, Reuters quoted a prominent anti-kidnapping activist saying Mexican gangs involved in kidnapping migrants ask for the money to be sent to Banco Azteca. And Yale, Banco Azteca, one of the four banks the Mexican cartel uses to process extortion payments. Eric Hovde, just the kind of institution you should be doing business with, sir.
Your future senator, Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, they had a presser on this today. He said this, that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's report on Hovde's bank receiving millions of dollars in cash flown across the border is eye-popping, and Eric Hovde has to come clean about which other foreign entities his bank is doing business with. If he doesn't come clean, how can Wisconsinites trust Eric Hovde to work for them instead of for his questionable foreign business partners?
I mean, if the bar is that low, little kidnapping, little fentanyl trading,
I mean, it's
extortion.
It's right on financial institutions. I mean, at least Trump had to make him stay at the post office hotel in D.C. in order to get that money
that way.
Back to him.
Yeah, it was indirect. Right. It was washed better.
Right.
Listen, that's Dom Salvia. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Your comments, questions, we might talk a little Glenn Grothman. He's always good for
growth.
Some good sound. All that and so much more when we come back. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Keep it locked here on the Civic Media Radio Network.